Okay, good afternoon. As always, we thank the Furlough Financial Group for sponsoring the afternoon kollel, the BRC afternoon kollel. And this week we thank Arnold Goldstein in memory of Althea Goldstein, Alta Shulamis Bas Baruch Shaul. Shaul Halevi. Okay, the Shama should have an aliyah. We are in Talmud Bavli, Meseches Kedushin, the first parak, Daf Lamed Beis Omer Aleph, the middle of the page. I continue out of the kindness of my heart to give you a copy of the Gemara, and I continue to be incredibly disappointed that you're not bringing your own. Some of you. Many of you. Some of you. I know, listen, this is your winter home. You need a set of shas for every... If you can afford multiple homes, you can afford a set of shas for each home. That's my... You can afford a set of shas. Listen, I'm going to go out on a limb and say you have a TV in each of the homes. I'm going to go out on a limb and say you have air conditioning in each of the homes. I'm going to go out on a limb and say you have plumbing and electricity in each of the homes. You need a set of shas in each of the homes. It's the wallpaper of the Jewish people, is a set of shas. I'm going to continue to rail about it every week. Lahavdil, you have a TV in each home, you could have... Lahavdil.
In each room in each home.
You could have one set of... I'm not telling you need a set of shas in each room of each home. You just need one set of shas in each home. Okay. We're in the middle of Daf Lamed Beis Lamed Aleph. Zog the Gemara. We're still in the middle of discussing Kibud Av V'Em. Masnlo Rav Yecheskel L'Rami Berei. Rav Yecheskel said to his son Rami, the Braisa says, HaNisrofim BaNiskalim. What happens? So throw back to Masechet Sanhedrin, for those learning the Daf. What happens if you have men who are... men who have violated a capital crime and are due Sreifa... There are four misos bezdin. There are four capital punishments within halacha. Skifa, skila, srefa, hereg, vechenek. So you have a mix-up of people. Something happens, there's a rebellion in the prison, and the prisoners get mixed up, and you have people who were supposed to get srefa mixed in with people who are supposed to get skila. Srefa, how does srefa happen? Hot lead down the throat. None of us should ever... Chalila, get it? Skila, how does skila happen? You're throwing off a not too high, not too low. Gemara says just right. So you have people who are due skila mixed up with people who are due sreifa. Hanisrafim, baniskalim. So now you don't know who's who. You're not going to retry each person. Bezdin is not going to come to a new conclusion, a Sanhedrin for each person. So what do you do? You have a group that includes a mixture of those who were due Nisrefa with those who were due Skila. Reb Shimon Omer, you don't have a Skila. You give everyone Skila. Push everyone off the floor. Why? Shasrefa Chamura. Because Srefa is stricter. It would be improper to give those who were due the less severe punishment a more severe punishment. You could always give someone who was due a more severe punishment a less severe punishment, even though that's not so pashut either. If we assume that the punishment is a way to achieve kapara, and the whole reason that we have different levels and different means is because they're due different kaparas, it's not so simple. However, you have the choice to make. There's only two alternatives. Either skila or you give everyone sreifa. You're better off erring on the side of caution that you don't give a more strict punishment than you can afford to give the more lenient one. So the Shimon says, you give them all skila. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that sreifa is chamura from skila, and therefore you have to give everyone the lesser punishment, which is skila. Look at Rashi. Hanisrofin baniskalim mashma echan menisrofin nisarav biniskalim harbe. Rashi is getting ahead of himself. We'll see the Gemara in a moment. But it sounds like nisrofim baniskalim. If I say the white jelly beans got mixed in with the purple jelly beans, which one do you think there are more of? White or purple?
Purple.
Purple. If there were more white, you wouldn't say the white got mixed in with the purple. You'd say the purple got mixed in with the white. So whatever got mixed in, the second thing sounds like it's the majority. So Rashi says, when it says, Nisrofim ba niskalim, which one is there more of? Niskalim. More people who should receive skila. V'kai malon. Sanhedrin dafayin test kochay ve'miso shibatora shenetsar ve'en yadu eizemem bekala ve'eizemem b'chamura kulan yadu no bekala. Lalacha is when they get mixed up. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says you give the less severe, the less intense punishment. You're not allowed to give a more severe punishment than they are due. So what do? Those who were due in Sreifa got mixed in with the greater who were due Skila. You give them all Skila, Reb Shimon Omer. But I'm still in Rashi. He says, Skila Sheikala, Deis Lei, Reb Shimon, Sreifa Chamura Miskila. Remember the Gemara there that gives the reasons which one is more chamor than the other. So Amalei Rabbi Yehuda Berei, let's just keep going. Rabbi Yehuda says to his son Rav Yecheskel, Abba, lo tisnoy hachi. Don't learn the Mishnah that way, that the Nisrafim got mixed in with the Niskalim, which implies there are more Niskalim, there are more people who are due Skila. My Irya Sreifa Chamura. Typically, Deruba Niskalim Ninu. If in fact it's true that the Nisrafim were mixed in with the Niskalim, there are a greater amount of people do Skila, then you don't have to get on to the question of which is more Chamur or less Chamur. The reason you're giving Skila is why? Rov. Since the Rov, the majority of those in the mixture are do Skila, you give Skila.
Okay, what's the difference?
Why do you have to come on? Ella. Hechi is naya. How should you teach the Mishnah? So Rabbi Yehuda says, "Haniskalim banisrafim." Really, the majority are nisrafim. So why give skila? Because since skila is less is more kal, you have to give them more kal. In other words, from the fact that the reason was given, namely that sreifa is chamura, and you can't give them more chamur, that's why you give skila. It implies that the majority are Nisrafim. Because if the majority were Niskalim, you wouldn't have to come on to that reason. You would just say, follow the Rov. And the Rov conveniently is the more Kal. The fact that it gives the reason suggests it's the opposite. Why are we talking about this here in Maseches Kedushin in the Sugyas of Kibbut Ava'im? Why? Because here you have a son correcting his father, Abba. Lo tisna yahachi. Don't learn the Mishnah that way, because this is the kasha if you learn it that way. Ella, learn the Mishnah my way, that there's more Nisrafim than Niskalim, and yet you're giving, there's more Nisrafim than Niskalim, and yet you're giving Skila because it's more Kala. So Amar Lei, Rav Yecheskel says to his son, Rav Yehuda, Iyachi, if that's the truth, Ema Seifa. You forgot the end of the Mishnah, the Braisa. V'chachamim omrim, yidonu b'sreifa sheskila chamura. If you remember back to Sanhedrin, it's machlokas, Reb Shimon holds that sreif is chamura. V'chachamim hold that skila is chamura. So therefore the chachamim say, you give them sreifa, not skila. My iria de skila chamura, typically deruba nisrafim ninhu. So now you've just reversed the same observation. Why would the Chachamim have to say, give Sreifa Kaskilas Chamura, just say, there's more Nisrafim? So, you're going to have the question either way. So Amalei, Rav Yehuda says to his father, Rav Yecheskel, Hasam Rabbanan Udika Amr Leila Rav Shimon, Dika Amr Sreifa Chamura, Lo Skila Chamura. Now, the Sefer, the Chachamim are answering Rav Shimon. That which they say, Skila Chamura, it's not the reason. The real reason is because there's more Nisrafim. It's Niskalim Banisrafim. Why they throw in that Skilas Chamura? Because even according to you, Reb Shimon, that you shouldn't be able to give Sreifa because Sreifa is Chamura. No, Skila is more Chamur, so we can give Sreifa. So therefore, you take away that observation. They're not giving the reason as Skila is more Chamur, that's why we're giving Sreifa. No, we're giving Sreifa why? Because the Rov are Nisrafim. So why did the Chachamim even mention Skilas Chamura? Because according to you, Reb Shimon, that the Nisrafim, even though they're the Rov, you shouldn't give it because it's more Chamur. No, we hold Skila is more Chamur. So Rabbi Yecheskel has an answer to, Rabbi Yehuda has an answer to his father, Rabbi Yecheskel. So Amalei, hold the thought, Phil, give me 1 second. Amalei Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, Shinana, Lotemale Lavuchachi. Shmuel intercedes, which is the whole reason that we're bringing this in here in the middle of our Kivut Ava'im Sugya. Shinana. What does he mean, Shinana? Sharp one. Why is he calling you? Is that a compliment? So usually it's a compliment. He's sharp. Sharp in learning. But here it's possible it's not meant as a compliment because it's a criticism. Don't don't say this to your father in that way. What did he tell his father? He told his father, Losis Naye Hachi. Don't learn the Mishnah that way. Abba, why are you distorting a Mishnah? Why are you learning the Mishnah all wrong? Don't say that. Why shouldn't he say that? Tasanya Harishaya Avivover al Divrei Torah al Yomerlo Abba Avart al Divrei Torah Elo Omerlo Abba Kach Kosuv Batorah. Because if your father makes a mistake in learning, you can't say Abba Avarta al Divrei Torah. That's not Kibbut Av. Dad, you're abusing the Mishnah. You don't understand it. You're distorting it. You're ruining it. You say Abba Kach Kosuv Batorah. You say, I think the Mishnah means this. So the Gemara continues, Kach Kosuv Batorah? So Urei Kametzarle. What do you think? It's so much better. Your father's teaching a Mishnah and you say, I think the Mishnah means this. You think that you're not giving him tsar? Ela omer le, the proper way is Abba Mikra Kosuv Batorah Kach. That the Pasuk in the Torah says this, and the father will understand on his own that he misunderstood and misrepresented the Mishnah. So the reason we're bringing this in is it is an example, a case study, in what the son should not do to the father to correct him in learning. Aye, what do? You have a values conflict. On the one hand, you have to maintain Kibbut Av, you have to honor and respect your father. On the other hand, you can't allow Torah to be distorted. So what do? The Gemara says, you don't say you got it all wrong, nor do you say Kach Kosuv Batorah. You say Mikra Kosuv Batorah Kach. Not Kach. This is the right way to understand it. You say, there's a Mishnah, it says this. A more elegant, a more respectful way that you can preserve the integrity of Torah, but at the same time not dishonor your father. Let's just see. Rashi.
Now.
Okay, Phil's going to jump out of his skin.
Yeah. Saying, if we say this is a kapora, right? Mis is a kapora. So it would be better off to give them more chomos to make sure.
So that's what we said before. The mis is a kapora.
Right.
And that's why we have different misas, because different averas demand different kaporas.
It's better to give them more chomos.
So, but that's not what the Gemara in Sanhedrin says. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says you're not entitled to. You're not entitled to.
Yeah, but you would be for sure being a kapora to get.
The kapara is nice. That's a nice idea. But lamaisa, if we assume one is harsher, more intense, you're not entitled to give. So what are you going to say? Somebody's due the 39 malchus, you'll say, let me give you 50, because if it's a kapara, I'll get you even more kapara. You can't give. Gemara is very careful to say you can't even give one extra malka. So here also, if you give a stricter, more chomer misa, that's even worse than giving an extra malka. Let a Kadosh Baruch Hu take care of the kapara. Our job is to be fair, and justice has to be served. You're better off making a mistake on under-punishing rather than on over-punishing. Yes?
Wait, what is the concept of the homo and cow by
Mises?
By the Mises of the Sefer and the...
That's the Gemara and Sanhedrin, that's the whole discussion.
But what is the concept of that? Both of them are dead, the result is the same.
I don't want to get graphic here, but... You know, you
could,
I'm not even going to start to describe the different ways you could die. Yeah, with the level of suffering endured is commensurate with the kapara you achieve on the avera that you did. Okay. All right. So that's the Gemara's conclusion. You should say, not, certainly don't say, Abba Lotzis Naya Hachi, don't learn the Mishnah like this. You also shouldn't say, Abba Avart al Divrei Torah, or Abba Kach Kosuv Batorah. You should say Mikra Kosuv Batorah Kach. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, it's not in your sheets, but the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, when he quotes the din, says the son should ask the father Beloshon She'ela, Haim Kosuv Batorah Kach V'Kach? Maybe, Abba, Tati, Daddy, maybe it means this. Maybe it means that if you ask him as a question, you could lead the father to the right conclusion rather than having to correct him, which is exactly the spot you're trying to avoid. Okay, weiter.
How was Rabbi Yehuda supposed to say it?
What?
How was Rabbi Yehuda supposed to say it? Obviously, the Mechazkin did not make up the Mishnah, he had
the equivalent of Mishnah. Yeah, so he should have said the equivalent of Mikra Kosuv Batorah Kach. They're not dealing with a Pasuk, it's dealing with a Mishnah. But he should have said, there's a Mishnah which says it this way. Whatever the formulation should be, it shouldn't be confrontational, adversarial, it shouldn't be correcting. It should be, the Rambam says in Hilchos Mamrim, in the form of asking a question.
Suggestion.
Suggestion, yeah. Elazar ben Masya Omer. Abba Omer Ashkeni Mayim. Father says, bring me a drink. And at the same time, mitzvah lasos. The very same moment, you have a conflict. You have a mitzvah to do. So what do you do? Maniach ani kvod Abba. Elazar ben Masya teaches, I do not bring my father a drink. Va'uses ha mitzvah. And I do the mitzvah. Why? Shani va'abba chayava b'mitzvah. Because why do we do a mitzvah? We're responding to the tzibui. It's kvod shamayim. My father and I are both obligated in kvod shamayim. I can't neglect kvod shamayim in order to fulfill the kibud av. Right? So now, when he said, maniach ani kvod abba va'uses ha mitzvah, what are the parameters for which he is forfeiting the kibud av to pursue the mitzvah? So what's the case? So, yeah, well, that's the example of it. Right, Rashi says, Abba Omer Ashkeni Mayim, the last Rashi in the Yomad. V'yesh mitzvah acheres l'fnei lasos kigon likvoris hameso levaya. So my father says, get me a drink, but I'm on my way to a levaya. What do I do? And the Gemara's conclusion is, or at least Elazar ben Masya's conclusion is, doing the mitzvah comes first. Now the assumption is it's e'efshar l'kayim shneim. If you could be mekayim shneim, then you do it obviously. Isi ben Yehuda omer mefshar l'mitzvah l'asos ayde acherim te'asa ayde acherim v'yelechu b'chvod aviv. In fact, if you could have someone else do the mitzvah, you have someone else do the mitzvah, and you take care of your father. So the Ritva says on this, that's only if you haven't started the mitzvah. If you haven't started that other mitzvah, so you're at a kvura, you're at a levaya, and your father texts you, could you bring me a Starbucks? We're back in Starbucks again. Your father texts you, I have a craving for a milkshake. Could you bring me a milkshake? So do you leave the funeral to bring the milkshake? So the Ritva says, no, if you've already begun the other mitzvah, osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. You don't interrupt to do another mitzvah. It's when you have not yet begun, and the other mitzvah is efshar la'asos ha-yadei acher, that's when you let the other mitzvah be done ayde acher, and you do the mitzvah for your father. Amar Rav Masna halacha kisi ben Yehuda, and that in fact is the halacha. If the other mitzvah is eshel asas ayde acher, then you focus on your kibud avim. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Shila, Amar Rav Masna, Amar Rav Chista, ha'av shemachol akvodo, kvodo machol. This is the sugya I wanted to get through today. Can a father be mochol on his kavod? So the Gemara says, Av shemachol akvodo, kvodo machol, and you don't have to honor him. But Rav shemachol akvodo ain't kvodo machol. Why? Why? So at this point in the Gemara, it sounds like why? Because the father's kavod emanates from internally, intrinsically, he's your father. He owns being your father. So he's entitled to be foregoing on the kavod due. But the Rav, the Rebbe, who stands for Torah, is the symbol of Torah. It's not his Torah. Torah belongs to the Ribono Shel Olam. He's not entitled. He doesn't have the license to be mochel on the kavod. That's the first opinion in the Gemara. Rav Yitzchak bar Shila Amar Rav. A father can be mochel on kavod or mother, but a Rebbe cannot. Rav Yosef Amar Afilo Rav shemochel kavod mochel shenemar v'Hashem alech lufnehem yomam. It's not true. Even a Rebbe can be mochel on kavod. Where do you see that in the pasuk? Because it says Hashem alech lufnehem yomam. Hashem was Meshamesh, the Jewish people. How? In the form of a cloud during the day and a pillar of fire at night. We'll read it soon in Parshas Beshalach. Beshalach? Beshalach. So you see that Hashem is Meshamesh, the Jewish people. If Hashem can be mochel on his kavod, then the Rav, the Rebbe, who is the ambassador of Hashem, can be mochel as well. Omer Rav Hachi Hashta. I don't understand. Is that true? How can you prove from a Kadosh Baruch Hu mochel on his own kavod that the Rebbe can be mochel for him? Hasim a Kadosh Baruch Hu alma dileu v'torah dileu. Kadosh Baruch Hu can be mochel on his own kavod because he's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mochel el likarei, he can be mochel. But hacha, in the case of the Rebbe, Torah dileu, the whole reason he can't be mochel on the kavod is it's not his Torah. He represents, he's the ambassador of the Ribono Shel Olam. Answers the Gemara, Hadar, Va'amarava, Hadamarava, he answered his own question in Torah Dilehi. Yes. In fact, it is his own Torah. Dichsev, Uvesorasoyege Yomam Valaila, the very first parak in Tehillim, says, What does the pasuk say? Ki im b'toras Hashem chefzo uvisoraso yegei yomam v'layla. So the Gemara is noting, how does the pasuk begin? Toras Hashem. Before you learn it, it's Toras Hashem. Ki im b'toras Hashem chefzo. His desire, his yearning, his drive is in the Torah of Hashem. But after you sit and learn it, then what does it become? B'soraso, a pronoun. It becomes his Torah. You make a kinyan. We acquire Torah. I will throw in my commentary that doesn't happen with a handout. It happens with your own masechta. And you have a pen and you underline and you mark it up and you break the binding and you wear it out. Are your einiklach going to inherit your handouts from Rabbi Goldberg's afternoon kolel? They're going to end up in shameless. You're going to throw them out. They're going to sit around. Don't you want them to fight over who gets your shas? Don't you want to fight? They'll have a much better printing of it by then, Amir Tzashem. They're not going to want it because they need it. They're going to want it because of what it means, what it represents. The markup and the tears and the binding being broken. I know I'm a broken record here. But you got it. You got to get your own set of shas. If you want it to be Sora Soya, Ge Yom Avalayla, if you want to make a kinyan on Torah, you don't make a kinyan on copies. You make a kinyan when you have your own masechta. Okay? So again, so the first opinion was a father's entitled to be mochel on his kavod, a Rebbe's not. Then we say, no, even a Rebbe can. Why? We see the Ribbono Shalom is mochel on his kavod. Aye! That proves that a Rebbe can? It's not his. Ribbono Shalom can be mochel on his own. The answer is yes, it is his. It's an unbelievable insight into Torah learning. Uvesorah so yageh, we have a chelek in Torah. Sein chalkeinu besorah secha. We daven every day. Ribbono Shalom, sein chalkeinu besorah secha. Give us our chelek of your Torah. What do you mean, our chelek? The answer is, yeah. Sorah so yageh, when we make a kinyan on Torah. Not, it doesn't require chidushei Torah. You don't have to offer novel interpretations, but when we struggle, when we toil, when we acquire Torah, it's not on loan from Hashem, it becomes part of us. We absorb it. It's a kinyan that we make on it, so much so that the Rebbe is entitled to be mochel on his kavod. That's the degree to which we acquire, what's the degree to which one is capable of acquiring Torah. See the top Rashi. The answer is, if a Torah so yegeh, ki misoras Hashem chavtzo, a Torah so yegeh betchila, nikris Torah Hashem. Yishalamda v'garsa, he nikris Torah so. It becomes our Torah. Now, I have a question in this. I didn't have a chance to look so much. I didn't have a chance to prepare so much for today. I apologize. And we have a lot to go through, but I didn't get a chance to go through it so carefully. But here's my question. We just finished saying a few blot ago that Kodesh Baruch Hu says when you show kavod to your parents, I consider it as if what? You showed kavod to me. Why? Because Shalosh Shutfin Yesh Ba'adam. There are three partners in man. So there's a degree to which when parents receive kavod, they're also acting in partnership with Hashem. So why are they entitled to be mochel on that? To be mochel for themselves, I understand. But the impact it has on the kavod Hashem, why are they entitled to be mochel on that?
Same spot.
So,
if you're going to say that part of the Torah is going to come from the Rebbe,
so I was thinking that. The question is, can you say it's the same? No, it's Torah you acquire, it becomes yours, but can you acquire your parenthood? In other words, when you study the Torah, it begins as Torah Hashem, and there's a transfer of ownership. The Ribbono Shalom says, transferring the ownership, when you toil the Torah, it's now yours. But Torah Hashem chavtzo, v'sorah so yegeh, becomes yours. But the parenthood, the notion that shalosh shutvim eish ba'adam, you never acquire Hashem's chelek in the shutvus.
That answers another question. Why did the
Gemara... But I'm still left with my question.
No, no.
Okay. Right. Right.
Why doesn't it give that answer? Why does it give that question? Your question.
Yeah.
Because Baruch Hu has demonstrated what he
was. Right.
So the fact that they are three, Akkadish Baruch Hu, that has given us the shus.
Right.
He has been local. So
right. What happened to the shutfus?
Certainly should be able to be local because their thing comes from Akkadish Baruch Hu.
Right.
Therefore,
right. How does it answer the question?
Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was mochel on his kavod. So you're asking,
Okay, I see. He was mochel on his chelek, so a father could be mochel on his chelek.
He answers why the Gemara chose that
answer. Interesting. Why did choose Hashem? Good? Excellent. Beautiful. Okay, good? Wait, what?
You do not count shufa when it comes to kibbutz av.
The Gemara said you do. Shal shufa yesh
baradi.
Yeah. Right. It's not equal, but the point is, implicit within the kibbutz av ve'eim is also covered for Hashem. What was the Gemara? No, I like that answer. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a precedent, he's willing to be mochel on the kavod due him as a father, right? Hashem holech lefneihem yomam, so that entitles the parent too. The shaila we had still was that Torah is so great that you can't be mochel. Even that, the Rebbe acquires Torah. Okay, let's go quickly through the rest of the sugya, and then we're going to go back and look at more here. I understand, but the Gemara linked them. Because Ribbono Shalom said, when you show kavod, I consider it as if you showed kavod to me. But so it is an extension. Okay. Or he's willing to be mochel, his chaylik, we can be mochel ours. What was the question? Did I not answer your question? It wasn't a question. Yeah, it was a comment. Yeah, yeah. Oh, we'll come back to that. Says the Gemara Inni, is it true that a Rebbe is mochel on his kavod? It's mochel. V'ha Rava mashke behilula debrei. Rava gave out wine at the wedding of his son, the Dale Kasa, and he lifted a coast, the Rav Papa, the Rav Hunabre, the Rav Yeshua. He gave a cup. You know, sometimes the Baal Simcha walks around with the bottle and the little cups, and he gives a lachaim to everyone. So Rav is walking around the wedding of his son, and he's giving out lachaims. And he gives Rav Papa and Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, v'kamam mikamei. And they stood in order to take the cup. And then he gave the Rav Mari, the Rav Pinchas, the Rav Chista, v'lo kamam mikamei. When he got to the next table, and Rava was giving out the lachaim to Rav Mari and Rav Pinchas, that instant, ikbud, Rava said, v'amar, and he said to Rav Mari and Rav Pinchas, hana rabbanan rabbanan v'hana rabbanan lav rabbanan. These chachamim are chachamim, and these are not. What's the story? V'su Rav Papa v'mashke behilul daba mebrei. And further, you could ask that Rav Papa was giving out drinks at the wedding of his son. Abamar Beno, Vidalli Kasa, and he gave a cup, Larbi Yitzchak, Brader of Yehuda, Vilokami Kamei, didn't stand up, Vik, but he was makbet on the kavod. So, what do you see? That a Rebbe cannot be mochel on his kavod. Because when they didn't stand, they didn't choose to be mochel, he chose to be makbet. So says the Gemara, Afilu Achi, even though a Rebbe can be mochel on kavod, Hidr Me'avid Lebo. There's a hiddur you have to do anyway. So even though kavod would demand that you stand up straight, that you fully stand up, the fact that the mochel on the kavod doesn't mean that you can remain in a reclined, relaxed position. You still have to give a little bit of a nudge. You know, in yeshiva, you'd give a little drop. So that's not really fulfilling. We're going to get to the whole sugya of standing. Hadarta p'nei zaken, or standing for parents, or standing for a rebbe. You're not yotzei if you give a little head nod. But to be yotzei this, you could. So that's what he was being makbid on. The ikur kavod rav, you can be mochel. But on this hiddur, that's what he was being makbid. Amar Rav Asher, afilu man d'amar rav shemochel akvodo kvodo mochel, but nasi shemochel akvodo ein kvodo mochel. So now we're kicking it up a notch. Father, we said, everyone agreed you could be mochel. Rebbe, one opinion was you can't be mochel. Now we've come, everybody, that you can be mochel. Even if you say a Rebbe, you can be mochel, says the Gemara, nasi, you cannot be mochel. You could be not be mochel. They were eating in the wedding of Benosha Rabbi Gamliel. Vaya Rabbi Gamliel omed mashke aleihem. Rabbi Gamliel was walking around giving the drinks. Nasan kosel Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Gamliel gave a cup to Rabbi Eliezer. Velo notlo, and he didn't take it. Why? Because he was the nasi, and he didn't want to be, have him be mashamish. But after Nasano, Rabbi Gamliel gave to Rabbi Yeshua v'kiblu. Who's the Nasi? Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Eliezer says, I can't have Rabbi Gamliel the Nasi serve me, but Rabbi Yeshua gladly takes a cup, single malt. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer says, Masa Yeshua, what are you doing taking the cup from Rabbi Gamliel? Ana Yoshvim, Rabbi Gamliel Barebi. He's great. He's a Nasi. Omer Amashka Aleinu. He's going to serve us. Amalei, Rabbi Yeshua said to him, Matsinu Gadol Mimenu Sheshimesh. You know, you have such a problem accepting a Nasi doing something nice for you? Guess what? There's someone even bigger than Rabbi Gamliel. And he had no problem taking care of others. And what was his name? Avram. Gedol Hador Haya. Because of Bov, who made Aleim? Avram's the Gadol Hador. And who is he taking care of? He's taking care of Shema Tomruka Malachi Asharas Nid Mula. So yeah, Avram was taking care of those greater than him, the Malachim. What's the problem? Lo nidmulo al arvim. He had no idea they were malachim. He thought they were Arabs. Ano lo ye rabbi gamliel barebi omed amashka aleinu. So if Avram Avinu could give these nomads, these wandering people, he could be mishamish them, then we can accept the lachayim from Rabbi Gamliel, even though he's the Nasi. Amalam Rabbi Tzadok, masay atam manichim fodo shemokim atim oskim b'chvod abrios. What is the matter with you? Why are you walking all over Kvod Shemayim, dishonoring God so you could honor His creations? What's the criticism? Why are you bringing evidence from Avram Avinu? Bring evidence from an even higher source. Someone even greater than Avram Avinu and greater than Rabbi Gamliel and greater than us. Who? Kodesh Baruch Hu, Meish Mashiv Aruchos, Amal HaNasiyim, Umorid Matar Matzmiach Adam Avarech Shulchan Lefnei Kol Echad Ve'Echad. Hashem is the one who influences the weather. He gives us our food. He's the creator, the sustainer. He's everything. And the Ribbono Shel Olam can be Mishamesh Ash. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu can give me food to eat. Kadosh Baruch Hu can put a roof over my head. Kadosh Baruch Hu give me water to drink. And Rabbi Gamliel can't? Is Rabbi Gamliel greater than the Ribbono Shel Olam? Eliyit mar hachi yitmar. Amar vashi afilu man damar nasi shemachol akvodo akvodo machul. Melech shemachol akvodo ein kvodo machul. Shene mar shom tasim alecha melech shetehe emaso alecha. So no, the conclusion is everyone can be mochel up to the king. Melech shemachol akvodo ein kvodo machul. The king is not entitled to be mochel. No, the nasi we said you can't be mochel. Oh, so you'll ask, I don't understand. You just quoted HaKadosh Baruch Hu to prove that the Nasi can be Mishamish, but the king can't be Mochel, but is the Ribbono Shalom not a king? The same evidence that the Ribbono Shalom is Mishamish us should also prove that a Machel, Melech Shem Machel HaKvodo, Kvodo Mochel. What? So what's the answer? The Pasuk is Som Tasim Alecha Melech Shteim Aso Alecha. So one understanding is it's Gzeres HaKosov. You're right. You should think that you could use the same argument. It's Gzeres HaKosov, Som Tasim Alecha Melech. We have a drasha. Shetehei Aymaso Alecha. He can't be Mochel. Aye, according to the logic, he should be. But the Gzeres HaKosov is that he can't.
Aren't you supposed to have lower Shemayim? The puzzle itself seems to be almost like a lightweight in terms of...
No, because you have to have Kavod Amora, but they can be Mochel. So you always have to have Mor Shemayim. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Mashamish, he's being Mochel on it. So, in other words, if you would say to the Nasi, I can't... So we're saying, so the Maharsha answers, it's not in your source booklet, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world is his, and the Malchus is his, he could be Mochel. And a Nasi, who the Nasius is theirs, they can be Mochel. But a Melech, who is the Melucha, is not his, he can't be Mochel. Why isn't the Malucha his? Ain Melech Beloam. He needs to be appointed. He needs to be accepted. So the position doesn't belong to him. Certainly doesn't belong to him to the extent that he can be Mochel. Yes. Right.
The whole society.
I agree. But that's logic. And we're not using a svara here. Because the other svara is stronger, namely that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Melech Malchei Hamlochem, and he's Mochel. If the Melech Malchei Hamlochem could be Mochel, certainly the Melech. No, you're explaining the Gzeres HaKosov. That's what the Gemara says. No. Right, I understand.
Right.
Right. That's the ribui. I understand. That's the ribui. The Gemara says, "Hey, maso alacha is the gzeres hakasav is even though the melech malchei hamlochem can be mochel, the melech can't because it's for society to maintain because he gives. Yeah." I understand, but he's Morid Atal, he's Matzmiach Adama, he's Orech Shulchan Lachnei Kol Echad Ve'Echad, he's being Meshamish Os, he's depositing the man. I understand. Okay. Alright, Adkan, that's the sugya, let's go back and take a look at it. A few, I think, important ha'aras on the sugya. Here's the first one, it's a fascinating chakira. Av Shemachal HaKvodo, Kvodo Machal. When Kvodo Mochel, is there still a mitzvah to be mechabed him anyway? Or the fact that he's Mochel, there's Nishken mitzvah, there's no mitzvah?
Hutra
or Dechuya? Or I'll put it a little bit differently. I mean, there's a number of ways you could put this. There's an incredible machlokas in Gemara Rosh Hashanah. We know the Gzeira Derabba that you're not allowed to carry, if Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, you don't blow shofar, you don't take Dalad Minim, all of these mitzvahs are abrogated. Why? Because Shema Yavirenu Dalad Amos B'Shusarabim, you may come to carry. There's a machlokas Rishonim. Let's say Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos, you blew the shofar anyway. Do you get a mitzvah? There's a mitzvah d'orais of shofar. It's a gzera d'rabbonon b'sheva v'altase, passively don't blow shofar. It is a mitzvah. We're passively neglecting the mitzvah to avoid doing an avera. But let's say you did the mitzvah. And you didn't do an Avera. You didn't carry the shofar. You were in your house. You blew the shofar. I'm not recommending it. We observe the Derabbanan. But if you blew the shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos, you took the Dalad Minim on Sukkah Shechal B'Shabbos, do you get a mitzvah or not? It's Machlokas Rishonim. Some say, of course, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa, you get the mitzvah. The Derabbanan was to remain B'Shei V'Yal Taseh. But others say, no. Yesh koach b'yad ha'kam and lakor davar men ha'Torah. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. And the Gemara says, only b'shevi atasei napakum va'asei. But what does it mean, b'shevi atasei yesh koch b'yad chacham lakor davar min ha'Torah? Lakor means, to the extent that you don't even get a mitzvah. Once they enacted, don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah because you may carry it, it means they enacted it even to the extent that you don't get a mitzvah. If you blew shofar, you didn't get a mitzvah. If you stuck to adminim, you didn't get a mitzvah. So that's what I'm saying, Mashal Ma'adaradoma, that's similar over here. When the father's Mochel al Kvodo, do you say that's nice? He's Mochel on his Kavod, that's his job. But my job is still to give him Kavod anyway. And I get a mitzvah. Or do you say no? Once he was Mochel on his Kavod, he's Mochel on his Kavod to the extent that there's no mitzvah at all. So this is a machlokas.
It's still Mokzah.
What?
It's still Mokzah.
It's still?
Even if you're in the house, Shabbat is Mokzah.
So first of all, Sefer Hasidim says, we learned it several weeks ago, the Sefer Hasidim says that Av Shemochel Kvodo Kvodo Mochel Bidei Odom, but Bidei Neshamayim you're still Chayev. So certainly for the Sefer Hasidim, there's still a mitzvah. Father's entitled to be Mochel, and Bidei Odom, you're not liable then if you violate it, but Bidei Neshamayim, whatever that means, the mitzvah is still in place, there still is a concept of having to show Kavod. So this is a Machlokas Rishonim. What? Right.
So he has his cooking.
Where is the Bidei Odom just means at halacha. Shulchan Aruch tells you. Can you be mochel? Can you not be mochel? Can you rely on the mechila? So that's the Bidei Odom. You're saying there's no onesh for it when you say Bidei Odom. But he's saying meaning in the halacha. Versus Bidei Shamayim in the greater essence of what the din is. So this is the machlokas. If you turn to page 3, Tosfos HaRosh. Tosfos HaRosh and Bab Metzia. I think the Masifta Gemara. Not because I'm such a bucky in Tosfos HaRosh and Bab Metzia that I remembered. So, according to the Tosfos HaRosh, there remains a mitzvah. V'im tomar ki mishum de hukash l'chvor ha-makom yeh adav m'chvor ha-makom. I'm in the underline on page 3, on the bottom left-hand side of page 3. It says, Salka daite chamina ho v'hukash kvod l'chvor ha-makom. V'im tomar mishum de hukash l'chvor ha-makom yeh adav m'chvor ha-makom v'teretz rabbeinu meyer de'en ha-chanami k'darminu b'yusham m'sachis peya gadol ki b'ra v'eim sh'akodesh borcho edifu yosem m'chvodo. Dilu ha-kodesh borcho kasa kaviritz ha-shem yon chayim yesh l'chana n'chasim. אבל מין לך נכסים לא, ואילו כבוד האב, ואים לא כסיב מנך, ואפילו אתה מחזר הפסוחם. ועוד תרץ, כבן דוקא שכבוד לכבוד המוקם, כן שובם הם. מין לך מנה מימותו ויעשה כבוד האביב, דאז מקיים שניהם לכבוד האביב הוא כבוד המוקם, שציבה על כך, אבל מייעשה כבוד המוקם, בטל לגמרי כבוד האביב. ועוד כאשר, איך עשה את רגמי נדעשה כיבוד דוחי אפילו לאב גרידה, היה אמר אביב לא בין אלי כבוד, מי איסי אלי עשה כלל, תעשה דולתי לאישו ודוחי לאדם זרס, Teretz Rabbeinu Meir, the Lodami, the Hasim, Kiyama, Labina, Lesa, Lase, Kla, Lagabi, Haimenas, Lachi, Yomar, Av, Hash, Labina, Bishwil, Zer, Lobita, Lase, Olamis, the Afsha, Shiskaim, Todir, Bashar, Dvarim. Right? It's that line there. That, in that line there, the Tosas Arash says, I'm sorry, it's all the way at the end, it's third to last wide line. Hacha, Yomar, Av, Hash, Labina, Bishwil, Zer, Lobita, Lase, Olamis, the Afsha, Shiskaim, Todir, Bashar, Dvarim, Vod, Afilu, Kiyama, Labina, Shayach, Ase, the Mikomoko, Mitzvi, Shiachab, the Bechol, Dover, Afilu, Amar, Labina. That even when the father says, I don't need it, I don't demand it, I don't require it, the father's mochel, nevertheless, the mitzvah of kavod, nevertheless, remains. You see it, the Rashba asks, Lama yin mavarach na mitzvah sekula and kagon amaves chavero? When you lend someone money, why don't you make a bracha? There's a mitzvah to lend money. V'atoeni mochi yotze behem. So, zu she'ela amuka, v'davar sh'amdu alav harishonim. So the Rashba says, this is a deep question, it's a question the Rishonim have dealt with. Ma mavarchan ha-mikzasa v'ein mavarchan ha-kula. It's a worthwhile tshuva to go through of the Rashba, who delineates a principle within mitzvos. When do you give a bracha? When do you not give a bracha? So for example, he says, Iz mavarchan l'veza e'in mavarchan l'veza. V'ein ha'in entoli b'tam echad, she'atein lecha klal v'echad behem, ela kol mitzvah she'in b'maysa e'in mavarchan l'veza k'gon ha-shmatas k'sof m'chiyotz behem. I can't give you one guiding principle which will explain it all, but each mitzvah is different. So the mitzvah of, for example, Hashemat Ksofim, to be forgiving of a loan in Shemitah. V'kachay mevorcha mitzvah she'en atolei kula b'yad ha'oseh. So one of the, yes, Leo. I'm on page 4, in the right-hand column, on the fourth line. No, first of all, it's a machlokis, but according to the Gemara, no, but on Shemitah's Ksofim, according to many opinions, you have to actually be, you have to out loud be mochel alone. So there's an action involved in the mechila, to the point that according to some Rishonim, if you're not, it's not forgiven. So maybe you should have to make a bracha before it, because there's an action to it. You don't make a bracha, so what's the principle? Says the Rashba, anything that's not entirely in your hands. If you're totally biyad acher, das acheres. So what's an example? Staka. Nesina staka v'anachu yotze behem. Staka. I'm going to make a bracha before I give it. What if the ani says, never mind, I don't need it, I don't want it, I'm not taking it. You're going to stand there and go, nu, 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 and you made a bracha levatala. So any mitzvah which requires you, tole adas acherim, you can't depend that they're going to do it. Yes. What did I sneak in? Yes.
You said that at the beginning of the Shemitah, a Malka has a positive, affirmative obligation to be mindful of the loan.
Sure.
And if he's not,
then it's
the
not.
Loan is not mindful.
Correct. It doesn't happen passively. It doesn't happen automatically. The Malka has to be involved in the process. Because the malva is, because there's a mitzvah on the malva to do it. The malva has to do the right thing. There's a mitzvah on the malva to do it. Yeah, we'll go through Hilchos Shemitah Ksofim another time. It's a good question, but I want to get to the Iker of the Rashba, and the Rashba goes through all these things. Manas kahuna, you don't make a bracha because on the deina Yisrael nosin mishalo el Hashem Hashem is barach zachus on the kohen. It's not yours. It belongs to the Ribono Shel Olam. Opinion Aben Afrashas Chala Maestros, you do make a bracha. Why? She'ena Mavarcha Nasina Ela Afrasha. So this is an important Rashba. He goes through all these principles. When do you make a bracha? When do you not make a bracha? You don't make a bracha on gerushin. Why? Because miktas avera, maybe you shouldn't be divorcing her. And you don't make a bracha on misas beizdin. Why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu's chasal briosav, you're about to kill someone, pour hot lead down the throat, you're not going to shikir shoro mitzozov mitzivanu. You know? Yeah. That's a mitzvah. Yeah. I hala brash Hashanah b'nishayom adin. Again, it's worthwhile. Bikur cholim, nicham aveilim, hava sholim enadun l'chavero. All these, so on and so forth. So he gets to our line. What does he get to our line? V'gamrina mina l'mora kvod av'eim, v'amid b'fnei rabo, ho'o v'efshal mi'akra l'hai asei didush harav shemoch l'kvod, o'kvod o'mochul. So what do you see? You're able to be mi'akra the mitzvah. Unlike the Tosfos HaRosh, who says, look, the father says, I don't need it, he's mochel. You're not obligated to do it, but if you do it anyway, there's a mitzvah. According to the Rashba, once the father, the Rebbe are mochel, there's no, he's ma'akir. He actually, like the Hutra D'chulia question, he's ma'akir the mitzvah entirely. So very interesting, Chakira in Av Shemochel HaKvodo, or even Rebbe Shemochel HaKvodo. Yes. Correct. There's a lot. This is the Rashba's answer. There's a lot of other answers. One answer is that you don't make mitzvahs. You don't make brachas on mitzvahs ben adam l'chavero. Why? Because you're not making the other person an object of your mitzvah. You don't turn them into a lulav or a shofar. They're a human being. So interpersonal mitzvahs are there to enhance relationships. You make a bracha, you've turned them into an object. So that's a reason which is given. Also, these mitzvahs have no shir. You can't. You make a bracha on a mitzvah that once you fulfill the mitzvah is mukuyim. You heard the shofar, you don't have to hear it again. Took la dalad minim, you don't have to take them again. Your father says, bring me a cup of water, and then he's thirsty for a second cup, you got to bring the second cup. So you're not going to make a second bracha. A lot of reasons are given, but the Rashba, again, it's an important Rashba. I bring it here only in the context of this machlokas, Tosfos HaRosh and Rashba, whether this chakira in Av Shemachal, is there still a mitzvah or not? How do we pass in page 5? In the case of a Rav, we're in Resh Mem Beis, Hilchos Kibud Av, Hilchos Kvod Rabo. HaRav HaMuvak Shemachal HaKvodo B'chal Advarim Ha'ilo B'echad Mehem L'chol Tamidov V'le'echad Mehem Kvodo Machul V'af Abi Shemachal Mitzvah Al Talmud L'Hadro. So the Chaber Paskins, first of all, very interesting. He adds Rav HaMuvak. He doesn't say Stam Rav. Rav HaMuvak Shemachal HaKvodo. But he says, even though the Rebbe is entitled to be Mochel, there's still a mitzvah on the Talmud to be mahadir, like we saw in the Gemara. You don't have to stand up all the way. The Rebbe doesn't want you to interrupt your learning when he walks around the Beis Medrash. You're going to stand up fully each time. But mahadir, a shtickle. V'asu levazoso. And Shulchan Aruch is clear to point out that that which a Rebbe is entitled to be mochel in his kavod does not entitle you to be mevazeh him. There's a difference to passively being not mechabit him does not give you license to be mevazeh him. Okay? Because we thought mechila means not just mechila on kavod, mechila means mechila that you could all the way. So that's where we're going out of our way. Now what is the nature? Hold on, I just want to finish this. What is the nature? The last page, page 6, a very interesting chakira in Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe in Orach Chaim Chelek Beis. In Orach Chaim Chelek Beis, in the middle of a tshuva, Reb Moshe has the following. Tzorach Lomar, Yish l'estapik b'chi of kavod tamid ha-chachamim. What is the nature of Kvod Rav or Kvod Talmud Chacham? Shechai v'Torah, im ha-Kvod ula ha-Torah, shkmo b'Torah k'suva al-Sefer tzarech liten la-Kvod, ka-chai v'Torah liten Kvod la-Torah sheba-Adam shalamda. What is the nature of the obligation to show Kvod to somebody who's a Talmud Chacham? Is it because, just like if the Chumash is on the floor, I have to pick it up and give it a kiss and make sure it's turned right side up, I have to be Mechabe Torah itself? So what's the difference between a Chumash on the chair or the human being who has downloaded the Torah to their brain? But be'etzem, what am I being mechabed? The Torah. The Torah can be housed between two covers of a book. The Torah can be housed between the two ears of his head. And I'm in etzem giving the cover to the Torah. Avala adam atzmal shach chi of cover. But maybe the cover is not to a person. A person is not deserving of cover. The cover is to the Torah. Oh, da cover chai va Torah li ten lo adam sheisig ba'amalo b'kochu b'kishrinosav. Or maybe alternatively, it's not like the book on the chair. I'm not giving kavod because the person has downloaded Torah into their head. I'm giving kavod why? The amelus that it took when Rav Schechter was here several weeks ago and I introduced him, I said, you know, Rav Schechter is a super genius. Rav Schechter is a super genius. I don't know if he has a photographic memory. He has an insane memory. He's a brilliant genius. The kavod we show him is not because he's a genius. It's because he's a masmid. His amelus that he's been learning from a young age every free second of the day, basmada, ba'amala, that he's so devoted and dedicated, that he works over and over. That's where it comes in. The kishronos, to use a person's gifts and talents, that's what we're honoring. V'lo la Torah shebo. V'lo noshech zo be'en k'mo b'ksuva al sefer. Rak la'odim sh'nesgadlo kokach sh'esik chachmas ha-Torah, sh'ibus ha-Torah, v'chay v'shit nilo kovot. So which is it? That's what Moshe's chakira. When you give kavod to a Talmud Chacham, are you giving to the Torah, it just happens to be housed in the Talmud Chacham? Or are you giving it to the Talmud Chacham and it has nothing to do with Torah per se, but the person was molded and shaped and fashioned themselves in this manner? And this is how he explains the Havamina of Rava and the conclusion of Rava in our Gemara. What was the Havamina of Rava and what was the conclusion of Rava? Rava, the mitzchila shama Rava shav shemachal akvodo ein kvodo machul, v'docha rayas Rabbi Yosef the kvodo machul mashal kodesh baruch hu makal lekrei mishu the kodesh baruch hu amad ilayu v'torah dilayi machul lekarei aval tamachocham torah lav dilayi hayasavar shakavod hu la torah shebo ula hadar amar Rava no yachol lemcha mishum da torah dilayi dechsev soros yegan yom v'layla sover shakavod hu la adam asher hisik ba'amalu v'kochav v'kishon osav chochmas ha-torah nechshav machmaseh torah dilayi v'yachol lemcha. Says Rav Moshe, the Havamina Maskana of Rava are the two tzadim of the Chakira. At first, Rava thought that what covered for a Talmud Chacham is why? Because of Torah. Torah could be in a book, Torah could be in a head. So if the Torah is what we're honoring, then Rav Shemachal HaKvodo and Kvodo Machal, you can't be foregoing of the covered because it's not for you. It's for the Torah. But then he understood that no, the nature of Kavod Talmud Chacham is not for the Torah. It's the person who has fashioned themselves into a kli of Torah, a walking sefer Torah, soraso, he has absorbed Torah. And it's the process of soraso, yage yomam v'layla. It's that commitment, devotion, asmada to Torah that you're honoring that he's entitled because that's a result of his effort. That's a result of his toil that he is entitled to be mochel. So beautiful Chakira and Rav Moshe, what is the nature of Kavod Talmud Chacham and using it to explain the Havamina versus the Maskana of Rava. At first he thought Rav Shemachal Kvodo and Kvodo Mochel. And then he thought Rav Shemachal Kvodo is Mochel. We'll continue with these halachas about Mechila, particularly for Rebbe, Mirtz Hashem, in a few weeks. Next week we're off. We'll pick up from there.